consequences. And so that stick told Moses, you are nothing but a shepherd keeping another man's flock. Like I said before, like Moses, we hold some things in our hands today. And you know, some of those things are good things. And in some cases, they are evil things. And I've put together a short list of some of the things that I believe many of us are holding today. One of the things that we have in our hands that we are holding on to is our past. For some, it's some pet sin. What the scripture calls our besetting sin. For others, it could be that hard feeling that we have towards our neighbor and our friends. That's what we are holding on to. It could be the spirit of unforgiveness. It can be a feeling of feeling inadequate or inferior. It can be that feeling of negativity. And on the positive side, we can be holding on to our talents, our natural abilities, and the things that we have already accomplished in our lives. But every single soul in this room this morning, you have something in your hand. Negative or positive, but all of us have rods in our hands. And all of these things, be they good or bad, they identify us. And if we are not careful, they would control us. And here's the deal. We come to depend on the things that we hold onto in our hands. Just like a shepherd leans on his staff, we find ourselves leaning on the things that we have in our hands. And we live for those things. And sometimes, like Moses, those things, they not only define us, but they control our destiny. And so his personality was tied to what he had in his hand. Secondly, Moses held his problem in his hands. When Moses heard the Lord's question, it must have stabbed him or penetrated his heart like a bullet. What is that in your hand? And there are several things that rod reminded Moses of that was not positive. And it created a problem for him. The rod reminded him that, listen, Moses, you have fallen far. Look what you have in your hand when you were once the prince in Egypt. As a matter of fact, there was a time when Moses had the whole world in his hands. He spoke and people responded in obedience. And for him, he was struggling now with the fact that, my, look at how far I have come. The only people listening to him at this stage, not people, the only creatures listening to him at this stage were the sheep. Oh, how the mighty has fallen. And so the rod reminded him that he used to be a prince. But now he was a fugitive from justice, raising sheep. The rod reminded him that he was just a mere servant. He was poor and he owned nothing. The reminded him of his wasted potential. The rod represented all of the problems that he had in his life. And the message in this for us this morning is that we have to be careful that we don't allow the negative experiences that we have had over the lifetime to determine what happens to us as we look toward the future and we respond to what God is calling us to do. If you have lived long enough, you have had some disappointments. You've had some hard days. You've had some times when the whole world was saying to you, listen, I don't think you're going to amount to anything. And it might have been people that were significant to you. It was Pharaoh that chased Moses from the palace. Spoke to the problems in his life that roared. Spoke to his personality. But thirdly this morning, Moses held in his hand, held his potential in his hand, verses 3 through 5. And like we said before, the rod was but a tool. For Moses, it was a weapon, a necessary part of his life. The rod helped him in many ways. But in his hand, it was just a dead piece of stick. And so the challenge for Moses was, for example, twofold. Firstly, Moses had to recognize what he had in his hands. And that's why the Lord called him to respond. It was obvious. God saw what he had. But God wanted Moses to recognize what he had. And firstly, when we look at the rod, Moses had to recognize that the rod had limitations. It was not going to take him beyond the farm. For a rod, a shepherd's rod, is useless in the city limits. And so what he had in his hand had some limitations. The gifts, the talents that we have in our hands, there are some limits attached to them. Not only that, but it carries some liabilities as well. Could serve as an impediment. If you stake your life and your future on the temporal things of this world, there should be a bigger force, a bigger source of motivation that kind of keeps us focused. And so the rod for Moses had to recognize that it had limitations, that it could be a liability. But the Lord challenged Moses after Moses recognized, so he pulled Moses to recognize what he had in his hand. The Lord challenged Moses to release what he had. And he said to Moses, throw down the rod. And once Moses obeyed the Lord and threw down the rod, the demonstration of God's awesome power was released. It speaks to the importance of obedience. And regardless of how insignificant our lives might appear to be today, listen, when we surrender ourselves to Jesus Christ, Jesus takes a little bit and he makes a whole lot out of it. Regardless of how limited your talent might be, once you surrender what you have to Jesus, he makes a significant difference in our lives. Release what you have to the Lord. And it was used, when Moses obeyed the Lord, it was used to work wonders. And the text tells us that it was used to confront the Egyptian soothsayers. It was used to turn the waters of Egypt into blood. It brought plagues. It brought hail and thunder. It was used to part the Red Sea. It brought water from a rock. It's amazing how God could use the simple things to do extraordinary things when we are prepared to do it God's way. What is it He's calling you to release to Him today? And for some of us, He's calling us to release our past to Him. He's calling us to release that spirit of unforgiveness to Him. He's calling us to release the spirit of fear and allow Him to work within our lives. But for some of us, we are reluctant to do that because we have wrapped our identity into something that's negative. For some of us, because we have had some bad experiences in the past, something that's negative, every time you talk to us, that's all we want to talk about. Your failures. Well, child, you know, I did so and so and I came up short and I've had 40 years of this and that and the other thing. And so we are reluctant to step out of our comfort zone. Releasing that rod took some risk. Releasing that rod, something that Moses has gotten used to, required some faith. Releasing that rod squeezed him out of his comfort zone. And for some of us, we are not living up to our potential simply because we don't want to give God that which we have been using as a crutch for a long time. What is it that's holding you back? What is it that's keeping you on the backside of the desert? The key to Moses' deliverance was him listening to the voice of God and being bold enough to step out in faith. For some of us, we are so intimidated by the unknown that life is simply just passing us by. When was the last time you took a risk? And I'm talking about a good risk. For many of us, even as people of faith, we live with the bird in the hand is better than the two in the bush syndrome. And I've said to you many times before, that's not a good standard. Look at that bird that you have in your hand. He's old. He's sick. A wing is broken. He's not going to fly. Let him go. And take a risk to go after the two that is healthy. And we grow up with this mindset. The Lord said to Moses, throw down the rod. Put it out of your hand. Let me take you into a new frontier. Let me change your life experience. Well, you know, we've never done that before. Moses, I've never put down this rod before. We get all nervous. What's the worst thing you think could have happened to? What's the worst thing that could happen if you take a risk? What's the worst thing that could happen? Huh? You fail. That's the worst that could happen. But would that be? A failure is never final. But if you stay where you are, Not being prepared to part from that which you have become accustomed to. You would live and die without really getting all out of yourself that God has deposited in you. That simple little rod that Moses carried with him for 40 years. Once he obeyed the Lord and he released it, it was the tool that God used to do some miraculous stuff. And if we read through the book of Exodus from chapter 4 right through around chapter 9, you will see it. Extraordinary things God has given to each of us. Place something in each of our hands. Every single one of us in here this morning, God has given us something in our hands. And it's that familiar thing that you have in your hand that he wants to use to do extraordinary things. What are you going to do with what he has given to you? And just like Moses made a list of excuses as to why he felt that he was unfit, many of us, we've lived a lifetime just making excuses. The time wasn't right. The people around me wasn't the right persons. I didn't have this or that or the other thing. And when we challenge people, I've heard a list of excuses. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't think I'm that talented. Moses used all of those. The timing is not right. But we have to release the negative and watch God turn things around for his glory. What is it you have in your hand? What are some of those things that you use on a daily basis? I recall some years ago, one of my dear friends, all he had in his hands was a broken portable welding machine that someone gave him. And he made a commitment that, Lord, I'm going to use what you have given me. I'm going to invest my time into it. And that's what he did on a consistent basis. He tried to cultivate the gift that God had given him. And here was a young man, you know, he dropped out of high school at about grade 5. He learned to read. After he became a Christian, he learned to read by reading or struggling through the Bible. He didn't have a high school education, obviously didn't go to college. He dropped out before he got to junior high. But I watched God raise him up, and I watched him use what God placed within his hand. A missionary from North Carolina gave him an old welding machine, because he was passionate about welding, although he didn't know diddly about it. And he used it to the max. And to make a long story short, today he's my age. I spoke to him about a couple of nights ago. Well, he's younger than me. I think I have him by about 2 years. He says, "Preacher, I'm retiring. I said, man, you forgot how old we are. And he's semi-retired. After building a successful business, but the genesis of it was an old welding machine that God placed within his hands. What is it he has given you? What is it you have that God is saying he wants to use? For his glory and for the good of others. What is it you need to release? Is it your past? For some of us, we are allowing our past to define where we are and determine our future. Well, preacher, you don't know all that I have done. You don't know the places, the negative places that I have been. God knows. And he's saying, release it. You don't know the pain and the hurt that I have suffered. Release it. You don't know the disappointments that I have encountered. Release it. The spirit of unforgiveness that kind of keeps you from reaching out and touching others. Release it. Do you have anybody in your life that every vacant moment, when you think about the name you want to cuss, at least two of you kind of nodded and told me you could identify with that. Well, you know what it does? It impedes your capacity to think clearly and progressively. Why not? Release the hurt, the frustration, the disappointment. Just give it all to the Lord. And it's amazing what God would be able to do once you place it in his hands. He wants to liberate you. He wants to redefine your life. And once Moses gave up the rod and God used his awesome power to show Moses what he was capable of doing, you know what it did? It created confidence and boldness in the heart of Moses to embrace his assignment and go back to Pharaoh. And as he did it for Moses, he is able to do it for you. What is it you have in your hands today? Some of us, we hide behind a whole lot of excuses. Well, I'm too old. Moses was 80 years old. Could you imagine starting over at 80 years old? Some of you, 40 and you've already thrown the towel in. And 35 and you're saying it's over. 80 years old. Living in isolation. But he was prepared to pick up the pieces and move into his destiny. Maybe God is speaking to some of you in this place this morning about your life. What is it you have in your hands today? If it's pain, you can give it to the Lord. If it's disappointment, you can give it to the Lord. If it's grief, you can give it to the Lord. Whatever you have in your hand, release it. Now, it may be just a dream that God placed in your heart several years ago, months ago, and you've just kind of been sitting on it and sitting on it, and when you look at the reality of where you are, like Moses, you don't see any hope. But the challenge for us is to simply give it to the Lord. And it's amazing what God is able to do once we fully surrender all to Him. I'm going to ask you to bow with me just for a moment. And maybe you're here this morning, and God has really been challenging your heart about getting out of your comfort zone, about releasing some stuff to Him. Maybe baggage you've been carrying. Maybe a burden that has been on your shoulder. Maybe He's given you a dream, and you are just reluctant to release yourself to Him this morning. Maybe out of fear. Maybe the challenge of change is what you are confronted with today. Maybe you feel stuck. I want to pray for you this morning, that as we prepare our hearts to go around the Lord's table today, you would recognize that the same God that was with Moses is the God that is